Greetings, everybody. Welcome to ESETI Stargate and BBS Radio, As You Wish Talk Radio. Again, you know, you can find us anywhere right now on X, Telegram, Rumble, BBS. You know, just do a search and search ESETI Stargate. You can find it and go to the website. There's a lot coming on. We have that major conference coming up here in Hawaii, which is going to be interesting. But anyway, there's a lot going on the planet right now. Kilauea is erupting again, just like the entire planet politically. And, you know, there's some new research. I love this one. Researchers use AI to decode the language of whales. And they found out something most of us already knew, and that whales have a language and a grammatical structure. They, you know, they didn't mention the telepathic connection, however, but you know, they are extremely telepathic. And this includes orcas and dolphins as well. So the messages were not warm and fuzzy. It seems they were not real happy with what humans have been doing in the ocean. You know, the pollution, overfishing, naval exercises using exotic sonar, you know, are wreaking havoc on their environment, you know, which answers the question, you know, why have there been so many orca attacks on boats, having their rudders destroyed recently? This includes whales beaching themselves on top of yachts now and then. And there's been hundreds of orca attacks off the coast of Europe. And they're very well orchestrated. It's amazing. So maybe this is why they don't want humans to swim with dolphins. You know, they just may get their message concerning the exploitation of the oceans. You know, when I was doing a live broadcast from Santa Cruz on the beach, you know, I thought it'd be nice to have the gentle waves in the background. You know, I was not prepared for a dolphin to pop up right next to me. I was standing on the rocks, you know, and I started receiving a message, much like the one delivered, you know, by the whales. We actually aired it on BBS Radio. And, you know, basically now all we need is a soundtrack from Outer Limits to play, you know, because you know, it's getting weird out there. 3i Atlas is back in the news. Allegedly, according to officialdom, it sent a 1.43 gigahertz signal back to Earth, twice the energy output of the entire United States, that shut down every nuclear sub globally and simultaneously for 14 minutes. Now, nuclear subs are the most protected, hardened against energy pulse. You know, they're designed to serve even, you know, survive even a nuclear war. And with the firepower, they have the firepower to end civilization as we know it. So they're kind of like a doomsday machine. Anyway, nations are scrambling to figure out, you know, how it did it and exactly what does it mean. And I would say it's a no-brainer. You know, the message is, we will not allow you to engage in a nuclear war. The Earth is precious. There are too many innocent people being harmed, having, you know, nothing to do with your power struggles, expansionism, and profit at the expense of humanity and nature. It's a no-brainer, basically. You know, prayers are being heard throughout the multiverse. As a planet, we need to unify and live according to universal law. Governments need to stop competing with each other, start cooperating in the highest and best good of all people. You know, the days of tyranny, the reign of the war and disease profiteers is coming to a close. And they're not frequency specific to the planetary liberation, the awakening, the healing process, you know, which is well underway. And 3-1 Atlas demonstrated they can render inert our war machines instantly, anytime, anywhere. You know, if God or higher intelligence favored one nation over another, they would have, you know, taking out only, you know, the submarines of that nation, basically. So sit with that. Think about it. You know, this was a message to all nations, not just one. Sorry about my voice. There's a lot of ash in the air due to Kilauea, and it takes its toll. So anyway, there is a limit to allowing. It's not their job to end the wars. That's up to us. And they will, however, intervene if it means the destruction of the planet. So you're not the only form of humanity living here. There are other ET and ancient civilizations that remain hidden to the masses based on Earth, mainly because of our aggressive behaviors, you know. So wait a second, isn't that the message he said he's been delivering for like 40 years? It's funny, the rooster agrees with me. Anyway, a heavily censored message shunned by the agencies, the limited hangout disclosure movement, and you know, all the shills and nonsense going on there. So, you know, the ones that are perpetuating the false narrative in the UAP community, you know, censoring contact with spiritual and technologically advanced off-worlders. So, you know, they're trying to get rid of UFO and change it to UAP. And the reason for that is UFO, a lot of UFO investigators were dealt with, you know, and research were dealt with deadly force. So now they can turn the page on that and call it UAP. Now it's a UAP, and now we control the narrative again, you know. So anyway, don't fall for it. Anyway, speaking of ending tyranny, after Maduro was arrested, other dictators and drug cartels are threatening Trump, shaking their fists until they find out what happened. You know, how just 20 men carried out the mission using extreme technology, destroying and neutralizing all opposition. Their defenses were useless. After realizing what happened, the message changed. You know, Senor Trump, mi amigo, let's negotiate. You know, we'll end the drug manufacture and stop sending it to America. And it seems they realize, you know, how vulnerable they are. So there was a lot of psychotronic weapons used, and their entire forces were just rendered inert. But anyway, the main reason for ending Maduro's reign was the election fraud, voting machines easily hijacked, and the interference in global elections. This allowed many politicians to be installed by the cartels and hostile foreign nations. It cut off the drug, sex, and child trafficking network, exposed many high-level officials and agencies involved. You know, follow the money. That's all you got to do. We're going to say that over and over, follow the money. You know, you're going to figure out what's going on. The politicians and officials screaming the loudest are the ones who embezzled the most. You know, they took the most bribes and kickbacks. You know, I believe Venezuela needs to have immediate elections and be in charge of its own natural resources. You know, any future dealings need to respect and honor the wishes of the people. You know, the deep state global eugenicists, paid protesters are taking to the street now in favor of the cartels and the global elite. If you notice, all their signs are yellow, you know, and they only have maybe two slogans, and they have no problem admitting they are paid to be there. So when you ask, why don't you get a job? And they say, I have a job. I'm doing it right now, you know. And they might as well just paint, you know, keep the drugs, deaths, rapes, murders, child sex trafficking, and exploitation of American taxpayers, you know, going on, you know, their mass-produced yellow signs. I mean, that would be a little more honest, because that's basically what you're in favor of. So in the past, they were called basically useful idiots. And major headlines concerning the eye shooting of a lesbian woman with a history of doxing and interfering in their operations is all over the spectrum. You know, news coverage is saying everything from it was justified due to deadly force used against the agent, ramming him with the car, and not to mention he was still in recovery from the 30 plus stitches from the last time he was rammed and dragged. You know, and politicians are screaming she is innocent, just a mother with kids and a dog unjustly gunned down, you know, trying to make her the next George Floyd, you know, a convicted criminal who carjacked a pregnant woman holding a gun to her baby, you know, because he didn't want to walk home in the snow. And he died due to a drug overdose while being arrested for cashing bad checks. You know, that's already come out. You know, time to take that statue down, basically. You know, they built this statue in memory of him, and it was just a psyop. He was just used in the Take Down America psyop, basically. So Anyway, if the video footage is real of the ICE officer being run down, after viewing it from every angle, it shows clearly the agent was struck by the vehicle after the driver was ordered to shut down the vehicle and get out of the car. The agent was later admitted to the hospital with internal bleeding, taking into account her past history of doxing ICE agents, interfering in ICE operations and arrests. It looks like she's a prime example of pushing the limits to allowing, which are over, basically. They're taking the gloves off now. With politicians calling for violence, I'd have to say, as warned by so many others, this eventually would happen. It will continue to happen until the politicians and the left-driven lamestream media stop spinning events with false rhetoric. As the violence against ICE agents revs up, it'll be met with countermeasures. They're doing their job as commissioned by a duly elected president that ran on the policy of putting an end to crime and the global elite's planned occupation of unvetted illegal aliens. It was part of their Take Down America plan. So many are totally incompatible with American laws and customs, which is what's now playing out. It seems it's now fashionable to use your car as a weapon to avoid arrest, as in Portland, where warrants, were out against the criminals and gang members. While enforcing these warrants, again, allegedly a couple was shot for not complying and using their vehicle as a weapon. Moral of the story, stop interfering, escalating the interference, projecting your anger, unresolved emotional trauma on ICE officers if you don't want a FAFO experience, basically. As a counselor, I'd have to say a lot of these protesters are mentally ill and they're filled with rage and anger, looking for a place to express it. Many are the critically thinking and morally impaired. They're judging by their answers when you ask, why are you here? There are paid protesters who don't even know what or why they're protesting. All are refusing to take any personal responsibility for the reactions to their actions. Politicians and officials also need to stop using the chaos to cover up for their own crimes. Many are complicit in the drug cartels, foreign billionaires, governments on the dole, as demonstrated in the recent drug and child trafficking buzz. I mean, those are really going on right now. I can't, every time I open it up, another 100, 250, I mean, huge amounts of kids are saved. And after they bust these places, they find out, this goes way up the ladder. Anyway, a lot of, and they're also guilty of, major crimes like embezzlement. Anyway, the pedophiles that have been arrested, the children saved, it's astronomical. Tens of billions of dollars in fraud have been uncovered. And again, the list involves some very high level officials, so. Here's a good one. Did you know Chuck Schumer in 1986 actually wrote a bill allowing America to bomb drug trafficking boats out of the water? He's now calling them innocent fishermen, speeding across the ocean with multiple engines filled with waterproof packages that bear a remarkable resemblance to kilos of cocaine and drugs. So if ever try to fish at 60 miles an hour, sorry, Chucky, you didn't think this one through. It seems Dems are always pissed at Trump for doing what they could not or would not for various reasons. Hillary and Bill Clinton refused a congressional subpoena concerning their alleged involvement with Jeffrey Epstein. Obama's next, if it hasn't happened already. And, both have allegedly have committed so many crimes it'd be a book in itself. So I think there are books written out there. Obama was a drone assassination king, even used them to assassinate Americans and press that disagreed with his policy. So, where was the righteous Democrats and demonstrations then? You had weddings being destroyed, You know what? Weddings were being double tapped. They go, oh, this guy's going to be at his daughter's wedding, so we want to take him out. So anyway, they would blow up the wedding, everybody there. And then, at the same time they would double tap it. They'd hit it after all the rescuers came and everybody's trying to clean up the mess, so. It was not, I don't know. It was pretty ungodly. That's all I can say. But like the bland, they're saying that a lot of this has already been dealt with, and they're at Gitmo, and this is all Kabuki theater. Like the blind man said, we will see. During the January 1st celebration, Muslims were tearing up parks, smashing street lights, park benches, etc. It seems destroying nativity scenes, Christmas decoration and trees earlier was not enough. Now in New York, five times a day, people are being called to prayer, blocking traffic in their Let's Make America Muslim goals. Now they're gathering at Trump Tower in New York, blocking the roads and businesses. In New York, there is a new police force separate from the regular police, allegedly enforcing Sharia law. Have we forgotten, it is their duty, according to the Quran, to do a jihad on all non-believers? We need to wake up, folks. As we've said before, both the Jewish Talmud and the Muslim Quran call for a jihad on all non-believers. The secular Jews that follow the Old Testament and the Talmud believe Jesus is a false prophet and he's burning in hell in his own excrement. So ask yourself, why are they still sacrificing cows, goats, building new temples, trying to bring in the Messiah when he already came and they killed him? This is no different than the Pharisees of old. Jesus called them the synagogues of Satan, which refused to acknowledge him or change in their ways. So Christians might want to do a little research on this. Neither group a majority came to assimilate into American laws and Christian principles. So apologies in advance to those that have, and welcome to America. But anyway, the majority came over as demonstrated by their actions and demanded by their scriptures, duping the ignorant and integrity challenged to do their bidding. They claim to be a peaceful religion, and it's demonstrably false. Have you seen the execution swords? The morally challenged left are perfect candidates to carry out their agenda until some of them find themselves thrown off of buildings due to their gender beliefs. The LGBTQ plus whatever, is not tolerated by the Muslim religion. Observe what the Zionist secular Jews are doing to your Constitution, the First and Second Amendments, especially the freedom of speech and the right to privacy. They're buying up the media, VPNs, putting massive AI surveillance systems into place. They're openly demanding censorship of all social media with the task force to determine who is pro-Israel and who is not. Non-believers are goyim, soulless. Both sects have that follow the Talmud or the Quran. They deem all Gentiles are non-believers lower than the animals, which gives them the right to do with as they wish. Genocide, lies, steal, cheat, rape, murder, even allow men to marry 8-year-olds. Yet the women's right movements are okay with this. What is a woman's status and duty under Sharia law? Not accepting these traditions or being of a Christian faith or conservative pretty much makes you the enemy. And those who have infiltrated the agencies under these influences, often socialists and communists, are still at war with conservatives, often using the DOJ and the IRS as their brute squad. There's a lot of people in jail are being totally harassed right now. We're getting harassed, but this has got to end. It's something the Trump administration has obviously turned a blind eye, or would not still be happening. And this is resulting in losing support from the conservatives and the MAGA movement, something that could be remedied very easily by removing, anti-Americans and shutting down any agency that goes against the Constitution or tied to foreign interests. The Federal Reserve and the IRS, should have been gone a long time ago. They're foreign. They're not federal. Everything needs to go back to the Treasury. Supposedly that's in the process of happening. So, everyone is for the External Revenue Service, that is, the government could be run through tariffs and through investments. So, And those investments go back into the system and help everybody. So that's basically what we need to go back to. We used to be that way. Anyway, the mass immigration policies allowing and supporting unvetted illegal aliens was a well-known plan of the Zionists, the global elite eugenicists, and it was carried out by corrupt politicians and other officials in previous administrations. This is a global operation. Destabilize, depopulate through wars, bioengineered viruses, make the cure even deadlier, create internal divisions, geoengineering, weather warfare, adding chemicals to the air, poisoning the water, and the food has always been the global elite's previous stated plan. It's all listed. They've written books about it. So many of these chemicals are gender benders, lowering the testosterone in men, making them gender fluid, then labeling, men capable of protecting their families and country as toxic. These chemicals also create a lot of miscarriages in women. So they're really screwing up our whole endocrine system. But anyway, there is no such thing as a Christian Zionist or an American Zionist. It's an oxymoron. So they're only, as Jesus would say, the synagogues of Satan. Genocide is never done in the name of God. All wars began, as we have said, with one king or leader wanting what another had, be it gold, power, women, or territory. You can actually add oil to that too now. Why would God genocide his children unless he was not the all-loving, all-forgiving God Jesus represented? Only a little g god, some other false god or dark deity of the past would divide and suppress the people, inspire violence and behave in such an ungodly manner. Maybe the false gods of the past or the fallen ones, the archons, are behind the false religions, taking advantage of the ignorant, morally and soul connection challenged. Food for thought. Actually, that's what's going on. It has been going on for 400,000 years. So no matter how you package it, killing, men, women, children, babies, using them for target practice while in water and food lines, stealing their land, those are all ungodly actions. And did you know they outlawed using grain and salt licks to attract, gay men and then shoot them? Is there a difference when it comes to humans, and what's happening in Gaza? There's really no difference. How can Israel play the victim card when they behave almost identical to Hitler, using the false flags to create sympathy and support, to drag others into war against their enemies? Their enemies are the ones that have something they want, basically. They're the ones in the way of their insatiable expansionism program. Fortunately, they have lost control of the narrative. The UN and the ICC have arrest warrants out for Netanyahu and Gallant, his defense minister, for genocide, crimes against humanity, and starving millions of people. Their attempt to remove all the Palestinians from Gaza, expanding Israel territory even beyond Gaza, is not faring well in the global community. And this agenda is now spilled out into Africa and other countries as well. So anyway, the blowback, from supporting this will involve America and the majority of politicians who have been complicit. This includes those sponsored by the war industries. Netanyahu has a standing ovation every time he addresses Congress, mainly due to AIPAC, a Jewish lobby group funding the majority of politicians, many having dual citizenship. You can't serve two gods and you can't serve two countries, basically. Netanyahu is trying to regain the lost narrative globally through censorship, paying off the media, pressing politicians in a last effort, which is so far as a total fail. Then there's the Epstein list, an extensive blackmail operation, tied to Israeli intelligence and previous false flags, where a lot of Americans died. And so, as Charlie Kirk said, it's time to decouple from secular Jews. We have to remain vigilant concerning our constitutional God-given rights and stand firm concerning basic Christian principles or universal law. What the Zionists and corrupt churches are not telling you is Jesus brought the new covenant, the dispelling of the gods of sacrifice in the Old Testament. This includes Baal and Baphomet, a human goat-headed hermaphrodite, the gods of sacrifice, the Zionists worship, and some even practice ritual human sacrifice. They actually believe creating all the divisions in religion, race, and gender create not only a diversion from their own ungodly activity, but to create a better host for their sacrificial gods. Now you know why they have funded all the programs of division, race, religion, even gender. Why they fly the six-pointed star, which is tied to Solomon and sorcery. It's like power over others. If you're in the spiritual realms with the attitude of wanting to gain power over others or control and manipulate others, you attract to you controlling and manipulating spirits, and eventually they will own you. And so a lot of these games people are playing, through sorcery and witchcraft and some of these other things. I'm not saying it's all bad, but there is a line that you cross over where you are no longer, you've pretty much lost your soul. They own you. And so just a little heads up on that. You turn things over to the highest and best good of the universe. And when you forgive people and release it, it goes back to them. The karma goes back to their fields, and then they're going to create a reality around that and get the lesson they need. So forgiveness is a very powerful weapon. And I'll get crap for that. But it is. It really is. It's why carry it. All you're going to do is, if you don't forgive, you carry that energy, which is going to attract more experiences of the same nature to you. And it also ties you to them. Basically, they're living rent-free in your head, basically. So it's best to forgive and move on and create a different reality. But anyway, back to the subject. There are no chosen people. There's no chosen bloodline or blood guilt, basically. There are only those who chose to live according to God's laws, universal law, which is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. It's time to unite as a planet under universal law and cooperate with all nations in the highest and best good of all humanity and the earth. There are those living against universal law and their lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity and the earth. They're trying to take us on a downward spiral, ending, in social, economic, and environmental collapse. Eventually culminating in World War III. Imagine how happy that would make satanic Luciferians, the archons that feed on our pain and misery. The Old Testament, God broke his covenant, with Israel and made a new covenant with Egypt because they failed to follow his laws. Many were the sons of Cain. The return of Jesus was an opportunity for them to make amends. They refused. I can't imagine, what's next for them. America was founded on Christian principles and absolutely has no debt or duty to Israel, nor should it turn over its society, government, or military to them. This includes billions of taxpayers' dollars in foreign aid. What is that being used for? What are we funding over there? We need to really do a deep dive on this. The same goes with turning our government's police force and streets over to Muslims. How did their ways work out for them? If their ways are so awesome, why aren't they still in their own countries? They had such an awesome gig going. Why did they come here? Anyway, we should not be fighting Israel's wars or participate in their genocide and expansionism. In fact, America and its constitution is a direct threat to the Zionists ruling Israel, as stated in their own words. They have made it very clear they're at war with the First Amendment, trying to censor all speech they deem to be anti-Semitic. Now, even the Jewish people are revolting over the genocide, of Palestinian men, women, and children. Before, the October event, there were actually about 250,000 people demonstrating against the government. And now that a stand down order is verified, along with large payments to Hamas, the Hannibal effect with IDF killing Israeli civilians, bringing up the death toll, I would expect the demonstrations will escalate. So you're not going to hear about this in the lamestream news. As we said earlier, the Palestinians have more ties genetically to ancient Israel, the real Semites, not the European settlement established by the Rothschilds called Israel. Those protesting want to live in peace as the old ways before the Zionist Europeans created Israel, annexed a piece of land that was once Palestine or Palestinia, according to the Romans. This cannot be repeated enough. The Palestinians have more connection to Israel of old, have more Semitic genetics than Israel. So how can demanding Israel stop the genocide be anti-Semitic? This is an oxymoron. It's insanity, basically. It's actually pro-Semitic to say stop killing the Semites, the true Semites. So this is just history. So you can't call this anti-Semitic when the people of Israel are revolting against the Zionists due to the treatment of the real Semites and extensive corruption, basically. So, which brings up Charlie Kirk, who made it very clear he was against the Zionist goals and the genocide, against Palestinians, stating it clearly in his letter to Netanyahu, who took out of the letter, what furthered his goals, admitting Charlie's strong opposition to the genocide. Now Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly, as well as many other podcasters aware of the truth, are now on the anti-Semitic list. Most love the Israeli people, just totally disagree with the actions of their Zionist government, as do the majority of Israelis. Should have an election there and see what happens. A real election, not these machines. Anyway, the only thing I can say concerning Charlie is, Lucy, you got a lot of explaining to do. Some people won't understand that one, but kind of dating myself. But in the old days, there was a Lucille Ball show, and her husband would always come out and go, "Lucy, you got a lot of explaining to do." She's always getting in trouble. But anyway, you can go Google it and watch one of the old episodes. It'll make sense. But the bottom line, in every murder, you investigate who had the most to lose, who had the most to gain, follow the money, and in every case, investigate the spouse, possibly any alleged ex-lovers or extramarital affairs. Now, I'm saying allegedly there. I'm not saying this is just standard practice. I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but I will say a lot of this went uninvestigated. But if you are a conspiracy theorist, you look into any foreign government or agency connections. So Charlie was instilling, strong moral character in the youth, along with Christian principles. He was against the demoralization of America, the movement towards socialism and communism. He knew where that ends. In every case, it ends up in genocide. He was having a huge impact on the youth, undoing the demoralization goals of the global elite. It was a known factor that Charlie's stance against genocide, the genocide happening in Gaza, upset his multi-million dollar Jewish donors. The original letter sent to Netanyahu made his position perfectly clear, and that seems to be resurfacing now, the real letter. He also lobbied against the bombing of Iran in Trump's office, saying this is just another Iraq 2.0. America is doing the bidding of Israel. There's a lot going on in Iran. I'm going to wait. There's a lot of apologists that are making statements that are being proven false, and there is a major uprising of the people. And if we do get involved in that in any way, it would, be to free them to move in their own self-determination, not take over all the oil fields and everything else. We need to, just make sure the people's voice is heard, and they're in charge of their own future, basically. But so much unfolding there. There's a lot yet to be uncovered, so I'm going to not speak too much about that. But anyway, they're saying up to 12,000 people have been gunned down, protesters, and And it's not looking good. I mean, basically, I think it's the end of the old regime, basically. There were people on the inside of TA that allegedly stood to make millions. Some did in shell accounts attached to the organization, uncovered in an audit. So maybe his death was a collaboration, an inside and outside job with agencies involved covering it up. Now it's looking like a well-orchestrated event involving insiders, outside agencies, and foreign operatives. The planted microphone bomb is now the strongest evidence, with pieces of the microphone seen flying through the air, found on Charlie and in the vehicle they carted him off in. So the cameras and audio equipment were immediately removed. The entire crime scene was scrubbed and asphalted over. The video shows, those closest to Charlie grabbing objects, passing them on to others, and putting evidence in their pockets. Then factor in the lies, the deceptions, and refusal to answer questions. Something a Christian-based organization should not be doing. One would think, they would be doing everything they could to expose Charlie's killers. The attacks on people asking questions, the podcasters being paid by foreign operators to attack, Candace, Tucker, and Megan, others, it brings even more suspicion. So attacks on a host of other podcasters, with just questioning mind shows clearly there's more to the story. What's that saying? Methinks thou hast protests too much. I'm sure I'm getting it wrong, but usually when somebody's protesting the most, they have a dog in the fight. The official narrative has fallen apart with a lot of unanswered and uninvestigated. I waited on the side of caution to say anything about the grieving widow or children, yet swinging on ropes with a pyrotechnic display shortly after his death, putting up the same tent he was murdered under as a publicity stunt, the constant false statements being made about her past, and the absence of alibis with alleged secret meetings is not looking good. If you ask the age-old question, what would Jesus do? Apply it to the entire organization and nothing adds up. It definitely was not a 30-06, or an almost impossible to get fractionable round, in 30-06 that took his life. I mean, I was raised in a hunting family. I know what a 30-06 does. And that would have been the most bloody scene you could imagine. I mean, I don't even want to go into it, but you don't get shot with a 30-06, no matter what round, and not just, go through both sides and make a mess of everything. So anyway, the big question now is who placed and had the ability to make the exploding mic? Who was giving all the hand signals orchestrating the event? And why are there so many holes? Impossible timing and conflicting testimonies concerning Tyler, the timing of his whereabouts, when he allegedly said he was given an opportunity to be involved in Charlie Kirk's assassination. The first question would be, who created the opportunity? The answer to that question will take you down the path to everybody involved in Charlie's assassination. Again, follow the money, and that just, it hasn't been done by officialdom. It is being done by other investigators, but and podcasters. Anyway, when you observe all this, I'd have to say maybe there is an unseen force coming through the hearts and minds of the people, finally putting an end to the tyranny in all forms, empowering the people to make their own personal God creator, great spirit connection. And that's with the all-loving, all-forgiving God, not the jihad God. And live according to universal law. Maybe then we can join the greater family of man throughout the multiverse. The next three-eye atlas just might stop to chat rather than scanning the solar system and saying you're not ready. It's like Captain Kirk, beam me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life here. It's pretty much what's going on. As we said from the beginning, 3-1 Atlas is a multidimensional ship. It is alive and sentient AI. It can restructure and repair itself. In fact, it just stopped, opened up, and what scientists saw inside was more of a portal to higher dimensions than a ship. So anyway, you're not going to open that thing up and find chairs and tables and things like that. It's a conduit, basically. And we've said that from the very beginning, it's a conduit. Anyway, this story isn't over. There's far more to universe than heaven and hell, God, the devil, angels, clouds, harps, and demons. It's as vast as your eternal souls that have forgotten. So you're not a body and a personality. You are a forever soul, a multidimensional being connected to all that is. You have the spark within you that can be the God spark that can be ignited into the full flame, become one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. It's called the monad. And that's what Jesus taught, how to connect with the monad, or to become one. So anyway, that's pretty much is the message of Three Eye Atlas. It's time to end the division game, stop the petty wars, power, resource, and land grabs. Most importantly, stop the deception as to the real driving force behind most of your problems. The war and disease profiteers, a soulless global elite that feeds off our misery, is the root of our problems. And as said, we're not at war with the flesh, but with principalities and spirit. So basically, we're at war with governments and some very dark entities controlling those governments is what they're trying to say. So this war goes beyond the flesh into much darker realms, and non-physical beings called archons are involved in this. And this is now, and will be, will be it continued to be revealed as we move further into the ongoing cleanup and ascension. So most are not ready for this truth yet. It will stand through time on its own merit. This is a 400,000-year-old truth, basically, that's coming out right now. Is it better to gain all the riches in the world and lose your soul? There's a lot of people that have a lot of guilt within them. And based that guilt is going to be amplified. And so their only way out is to redirect their energies and assets towards the awakening and healing of humanity, the earth. That's it. They can't go on. There's another old saying, we have to ask the question, will all ill-gotten gain be lost? Of course, eventually. Will there be a reaction to every action, a return to balance? According to universal law, this will come to pass. So now it's the time to go within, measure every thought and action against universal law, for everything is being revealed, karma is being accelerated. And amplify the as you sow, so shall you reap principle is on steroids right now. If this is all too complicated, make truth and kindness be your religion, acknowledging there is always a lie in belief. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. Basically, that's the way out of this. So there's so much going on right now, and people are asking, what's the answer? What's the solution? The answer was given to you 2,000 years ago. And it's basically all about being kind and loving, and being of service to humanity, the earth, and stop serving the dark hearts. It's really that simple. Everybody goes, that's too simple. I said, no, it's not. It really isn't. And so, basically, the earth is going through a huge transition. There's so much consciousness and energy coming in. The sun is blasting the earth. Volcanoes are going off everywhere, massive quakes. Japan and California are going to have some experiences coming up. And this is pre-recorded, so who knows what's going to, happen between now and then. And the call for freedom is happening across the planet. And the end of tyranny, is being demanded. And there's no reason why all of us can't live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life, and make our own personal connection with Creator, the all-loving, all-forgiving God, not the old little g gods of the past. And that is coming through the hearts and minds of everyone, and so And it's expressing in different ways. And that's what you're seeing happening on the planet right now. So we have to really push our leaders, our political leaders, our religious leaders, all leaders, to get behind this and say, stop serving the beast, stop funding the beast, stop participating in the genocide on whatever level. This all needs to come to an end. And it will come to an end. And so basically that's what we're going through right now. So anyway, hit the like button, share this with everybody, make it viral. This is really bring clarity to a lot of people that are trying to understand what's going on. There is an all-loving, all-forgiving God. I experienced it. I've had my own near-death experiences. There are beautiful beings that are waiting to assist us in making our own personal connection, with God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. And we do need to release the past, forgive and move forward and create heaven on earth, basically. That's what we're here to do. So anyway, on that note, signing off. Have a great evening, and again, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and watch the skies. There's a lot going up in there. There's a lot of ships up there. So anyway, have a great evening. Good night.
At Esedi Hawaii, we have been working hard getting the coffee harvested. Probably some of the best coffee in the world. It is harvested from world-renowned Kona shores in the Hawaiian tradition. Ancient organic Arabica beans high in antioxidants and cut with no harsh fillers. Hand-picked, pulped, and dried at Esedi Hawaii on sacred land. It is smooth, no bitterness, and some say it tastes like Hawaii. Christmas is coming up. What better gift than Esedi coffee with a couple of Esedi mugs to share with a friend? All proceeds go to the Lahore Foundation to assist in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth.
Things come from the deepest slumbers. Life will challenge you. It will cloud your vision. It will make you question your path. But remember this, choose to awaken, see clearly, keep brewing. Every enlightened journey begins with a single sip. You are more aware than you know. With every sunrise, every aroma, every taste, you are connecting with the universe within. This is your morning, your awakening, your enlightenment. So pour your cup. Experience it. Keep going. Keep awakening. Your higher self is waiting in every drop.
And a flash.